Good morning and welcome to the Memorial Day special issue podcast of Minnesota Military Radio. This is Tom Lyons, your host, sitting in for Andrew and Jack this morning, and Miss Sam. They'll be back tomorrow with Up and Adam. But today on Memorial Day, this special broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. So I said, I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and 32 other stations around Minnesota. And this is the sixth year in a row that we're sitting in for Andrew Lee on the morning show for Memorial Day to bring you information about events going on all over the state today. We're going to have special co-hosts, Minnesota National Guard Chaplain in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to have the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Public Affairs in the second hour, and we're going to have a Minnesota National Guard General in the third hour. We're going to talk to the Governor, the Senator Klobuchar, some veteran service organizations, and we're here, as we said, to celebrate Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died serving the United States Armed Forces. Formerly known as Decoration Day, it originated after the American Civil War. And for our listeners out there today, Memorial Day is not to be confused with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, while Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans. My co-host for this first hour is Minnesota National Guard chaplain. He is the full-time chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, and he's the division chaplain for the infamous 34th Infantry Division Red Bulls, Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn.
Tom, good morning. God bless America today, and great to see you as always.
Chaplain, glad to have you in here for the 6 o'clock hour, and we're going to have some fun. We'll talk to the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're going to check in with the VA hospital, and we'll hear from retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, who is going to give the keynote speech at Fort Snelling today. But, Chaplain, as usual, when you come on the show, have you got some good words to start us off on this Memorial Day?
I do, Tom. One of the greatest freedoms we enjoy in our country as a result of the sacrifices of so many is freedom of worship. With that, this morning, I want to take an opportunity to lead a short prayer remembering those who have fallen. Please join me. Almighty God, as we turn our thoughts to past sacrifices of those who have died so that we can live in freedom, I pray today, Lord, that you give us hearts and minds that are truly thankful. I pray you help us to appreciate the price, to fully appreciate the price that was paid at places like Bunker Hill, the Battle of New Orleans, places like the Alamo and Gettysburg, San Juan Hill, the Ardennes, Omaha Beach and Iwo Jima, Porkchop Hill, and even most recently, Lebanon, Grenada, Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan, as well as the hundreds of nameless places where service members from this great country fought and died. Lord, as we remember these fallen comrades in arms who died in both distant and recent conflicts, I pray you fill us with a resolve that we would be willing to lay our lives on the line to defend the precious freedoms we still enjoy today. But most of all, enable us to trust you, the living God, and to entrust to your keeping our country and ourselves. We know that no man or nation can enjoy the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without your gracious intervention in the affairs of men. Finally, Lord, as a nation, may we continue to become what President Reagan called the shining city on a hill, standing strong and true on the granite ridge, her glow holding steady no matter what storm came. Still a beacon, still a magnet for all who must have freedom, for all the pilgrims from all the lost places who are hurting through the darkness towards home. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain. Chaplain, you, how long have you been in the military now?
28 years, Tom. It seems like just yesterday I raised my hand, take the oath of enlistment in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and almost 3 decades have flown by.
And you started out as an enlisted man?
I was. I was a forward observer assigned to HHB Divardi in Brooklyn Park of the 34th, well, at the time it was 47th Infantry Division, Minnesota National Guard, and went on to do a tour of duty at Fort Drum, New York, and spent some time active in the National Guard before going into the ministry. And then after September 11th, I got the call to ministry in the chaplaincy, pinned on the cross, spent a year in Iraq. And then after a short return home, I spent a year in Kuwait with the 1st Brigade of the 34th ID. Incidentally, we've got thousands of Minnesotans headed west to the National Training Center in the next week to train out there. And so they'll certainly be in our prayers. But I'm, as you said, the full-time support chaplain for the Minnesota Guard, and what an honor it is to do that job.
And, Chaplain, is there anyone special you think about on Memorial Day?
I'm glad you asked that, Tom. I took some time last night to just contemplate you know, what I think about on Memorial Day. I think about Jason Timmerman, Jesse Lotka, and David Day, first, the 151st Field Artillery, who were killed in Baghdad in February 2005. I was assigned to that unit as a chaplain candidate at that time. I think about Carlos Wilcox and James Wordish and Daniel Drevnik. These are Red Bulls who died in Basra, Iraq, while a Minnesota Army National Guard chaplain ministered to their needs in the last moments of their life. I think about Carlos Orozco and John Hicks. Those are two Marines that I escorted off the battlefield on September 10th, 2007 in Iraq when they were killed in an IED. And then I think finally of my grandfather, a first lieutenant in the 1st Cavalry Division. With that combat unit, he fought over 300 miles of unbelievably difficult terrain from Pusan to Unsan, North Korea, in 3 months in 1950. History says his unit was left to fate, and it ceased to exist as a military organization. They were cut off and surrounded, lost over 800 men. In his platoon, he had 46 men. 44 were killed, captured, or wounded. And so I think about my grandfather on days like today and really every day. And, you know, I want to quote a friend of mine, Lieutenant Colonel Josh Simer, who commands one of our battalions here in the National Guard, spoken of those who lost their lives in battle. He said that, like so many, their deaths did not occur in any legendary battle, nor even in any skirmish that could be given a name. They laid down their lives in places with no names, in a land far away, fighting beside their closest friends for the benefit of people they never met.
Thanks, Chaplain. This is our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons. That's Chaplain Wynn from the Minnesota National Guard sitting in for Andrew and Jack. And, of course, Miss Sam and Up and Adam. They'll be back tomorrow. Chaplain, we get a three-day weekend every year for Memorial Day weekend. And I think we need to be careful to talk about that for a minute, because a lot of people in the United States don't have to serve these days. They say less than 1% serve. And it's okay to have family gatherings and to celebrate 3 days off, and but sometime over the weekend, especially at 3 o'clock this afternoon, called a moment of national remembrance. If they could just take time out from the barbecues and the picnics and think about the members of their families or their friends or someone else who has served in the United States military and given their all. But I think it's important just to say, get together with your family. Go visit your family in the cemeteries. You don't have to think all weekend about those who have died serving our country, but what a great country, and it wouldn't be here for unless those people went and served in all those wars and protected our freedoms.
It's very well stated, and it's Memorial Day. So as a nation, we have said that we will set aside a day to remember. And, of course, across the multitude of opinions on social media, you know, hey, we put a lot of emphasis on, well, don't thank me for my service. That's for Veterans Day. No, it's okay to thank me for my service. And you know what? Go on to enjoy the barbecue and the time at the cabin and the day off. We need our fellow citizens to do that because of those are the freedoms that we enjoy that were secured by those who laid down their lives. So without a doubt, take the time to express your appreciation, but stop to remember, whether that's 3 o'clock, perhaps that's a prayer around the dinner table, for your evening meal, or at some point, that's something I like to do with my family. Of course, we'll go out, probably open up the Bible, look at a passage of Scripture, and reflect on that about greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friends. But I can't agree with you more on that sentiment.
And Chaplain, I think everyone should observe the holiday weekend how they wish. But yesterday, my wife and I, as we always do on Sunday, went to visit 3 cemeteries. Some military folks, some not. But I was out to Fort Snelling, which was quite busy yesterday, and visited the gravesite of my father, who served in the Marine Corps in the Pacific in World War II, and my mother, of course, and my older brother, who had 2 tours of duty in Vietnam, and he's now out at Fort Snelling as well. And I think it's just good to stop and remember that there are a lot of folks that have served and protected our freedoms, and everyone should do it in their own way.
They should do it in their own way. When I go out to Fort Snelling, like you said, on days like today, it's very busy. And, you know, being someone who's deployed overseas, I tend to be a little bit less patient than I was before I deployed. My wife would tell you that. So I arrive maybe a little perturbed about the parking. But over time, I've learned that, you know, it's not a bad thing to park far away and take some time to walk and think and slow down and reflect.
Turn off that cell phone while you're doing
that's right.
It. Just think for a while. It's a good thing to do. Chaplain, I want to get through some activities in case our listeners I want to know where to go today. The main event is at Fort Snelling National Cemetery at 10 p.m. The program's the intersection of Peck Avenue and Mallon Road on the cemetery grounds.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. And the speaker is retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, who's going to join us at 6:50, and he'll tell us a little bit more about that. And Chaplain, do you want to talk about the Veterans Home? Are you going out there today?
You bet, Tom. I'll be at the Veterans Home in Minneapolis. That's the Memorial Day program that starts at 1:30 p.m., their 10th annual Memorial Day program. And that's going to take place in the Building 19 atrium.
And then, Chaplain, I know there's a Vietnam Veterans Memorial event that's going to be at the State Capitol Grounds, John Ireland Boulevard, St. Paul, at 9:30. Veterans for Peace Gathering, Remembering the Casualties of War. And they'll have a speaker, more information available. And you can go to, for all of these items, you can either go look at your newspaper or you might want to go to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website. The Chaplain, do you have Lakewood Cemetery?
Yeah, the Lakewood Cemetery always does just an amazing job. That's at Hennepin Avenue and 36th in Minneapolis at 10:30 a.m. near the Soldiers Memorial Monument. This year's ceremony is going to honor the 100th anniversary of World War I. They're going to have a gospel quartet out there. And then Doug Becky, who's the curator of the Minnesota Military Museum, is going to be the keynote speaker out there.
And if you haven't heard Doug Becky, we've had him on the show many times, and boy, he knows his stuff. He knows all about the history of Minnesota and the Red Bulls going back to the Civil War, and he's a fascinating speaker.
Yeah, and at some point, you know, during the year, it's great for Minnesotans to take a trip up, you know, Highway 10 up 371 to Camp Ripley, show your government ID, get through the gate, and then up on the right-hand side, about a quarter mile up, is the amazing Minnesota Military Museum at Camp Ripley.
And that's always a good visit, and that's open all summer. So when you're going up to the lake, and if you get a rainy day, go over to Camp Ripley and check that out. And, Chaplain, we had some information. This Memorial Day, they're calling is the 150th anniversary. How does that go, Chaplain?
Well, that's right. It's officially 150 years ago today. Waterloo, New York has this amazing claim to fame, and Congress has acknowledged that back in 1966 on the 100th anniversary, there was a resolution in Congress that recognized that patriotic tradition that was set in motion there in Waterloo as the birthplace of Memorial Day. There's a little bit more history about the origin, which I find fascinating as it's a place that I visited regularly. What you would call the first recorded act of honoring the Union Civil War dead, that occurred in Charleston, South Carolina. There's a historian by the name of David Blight, and he says that the first act of honoring these dead was May 1st, 1865, as the Civil War was concluding. The Charleston Daily Courier reported at that time that there were former slaves, African Americans, who honored 257 dead Union soldiers who had been buried in a mass grave in a Confederate prison camp. And it was referred to at that time as Decoration Day. So in the tradition that we followed for Memorial Day, these men reburied the bodies. They gave them each a proper burial as gratitude for them giving their lives and freedom. There was a parade. There were several thousand African-American children that followed. Thousands of people marched and sang and celebrated. And it's something that we need to be aware of as a part of our significant and unique history.
And Chaplain, I understand in subsequent years after that first Decoration Day, those families would come back to the cemeteries and they'd bring lunch. They'd have picnics. Maybe that's where modern Memorial Day got started.
I would think, Tom, without a doubt, that is definitely the foundation for how we celebrate today, and we'll continue to celebrate for many years to come as a result of that sacrifice.
Chaplain, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Doug Bly from the Patriot Guard and Kurt Thielen from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center to see how those organizations are celebrating Memorial Day with us. Please stay tuned. We'll be back with more. And this special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
You're listening to Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see.
Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host this hour is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. And I need to remind you that this special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Chaplain, we've been talking about Memorial Day and how people observe it, and everyone has their own way. There's no right or wrong on those things, so long as they have a good weekend, spend some time with their family, hopefully get a little bit of rest, and think about those who have given their all. And Chaplain, joining us now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Doug Bly. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Are you up too early? Have you had your coffee yet, Doug?
Oh, I'm on the first cup and listening to my granddaughter play downstairs, so it's all good.
Very good.
Hey, Doug, good morning. Chaplain Wynn here. It's a great day to ride. Beautiful weather out there.
Good morning, Chaplain. No, it's a great day to remember the reason we're here.
It is. I'll tell you what, Doug, if that first cup of coffee doesn't hit you, you can come into the studio here and get a cup of the Java that Johnny put together. I just took my first sip, and you know, he wants us to be ready to go, so I hope you're as ready as we are here at the studio.
Well, I heard Navy coffee is the best.
Doug, I know that the Patriot Guard's got events outstate. There's several events, and there's one here in Minneapolis. Can you tell us about those?
Well, we had a busy couple days, Tom. Yesterday, we had a team at the Fort Snelling Chapel for the Gold Star Memorial Service. We were at the Minnesota State Veterans Cemetery, Camp Ripley. And we're also honored to be part of the Preston State Cemetery dedication yesterday. Just fabulous to be there, you know, with the honor and dignity and respect that those facilities deserve. Today, we're actually at the Silver Bay Vets Home, and that's going to be starting at about 10:30. And we're also going to be at the Minneapolis Veterans Home today. Open to the public, you know, to those who want to bring the flag and stand with us. And they can just go to our website if they want some more information at www.mnpatriotdead.org and click on the mission calendar.
And, Doug, we've talked about this on Minnesota Military Radio many, many times, but who's eligible to be a Patriot Guard rider?
You know, really, it's just you have to be a patriot. You do not have to be a veteran. You do not have to have a motorcycle. It's really just having, you know, just something in your heart for those who have served and those who are serving and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. And just a 3x5 flag and a pole, and read the information, and we'll be happy to welcome you.
And, Doug, I'm looking at this information about the Memorial Day line at the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and some information that went out to your riders, 12:30 stage. You're going to be there for a good portion of the afternoon till about 15:30 when you're dismissed. And one thing kind of stood out to me, and it says in the instructions, slip in and stand quietly in the back for the Memorial Day ceremony. It's not about the riders, is it?
No, it never is, Tom. You know, we're there to ensure that, you know, particularly with the Veterans Home, because, you know, they're some of the most deserving people we serve. It's really just, you know, how do you tell them that we care? You know, stand under the flag and show them that, you know, what they stood for and the blank check they signed at some point in their life. And it really is just, you know, being part of that support group so they know that they're not forgotten and that we haven't forgotten.
And you've got thousands of Minnesota Patriot Guard riders all over the state. And if anybody wants to join, they just need to go to that website and click on it. And they're in, and they'll start getting some emails about these missions that you go on. And all they have to do is show up with the flag and look for the for your captain, and they'll tell them what to do and what a great service you provide. And as you say, it is all about honor, dignity, and respect.
That's the reason we're there.
Doug, just got about a minute left. Anybody special you think about on this day?
You know, we've stood for so many who've lost at wartime, and even thinking a bit of the repatriations now, with the government identifying the remains from POWs and unmarked grave sites. And it's just, you know, for those who have given their life, and social media, you know, as you know, has become very important. And I see the pictures of the grave sites the families are visiting now for, you know, up to 10 years ago, you know, for those who have lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. And those are the ones candidly closest to my heart, because those are the ones I've stood for. And, you know, every one of those families, to those who are in Arlington today visiting their loved ones, you know, we remember and we will not forget.
Doug, thanks for joining us this morning, and our best to all of your Patriot Guard riders. They do a wonderful job, and I'm sure they'll be out in force today to honor everyone on Memorial Day.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Chaplain.
Thanks, Doug.
That was Doug Bly from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. Chaplain, we also wanted to visit with the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, and I think we've got Acting Director Kurt Thielen online. Kurt, are you there?
I am indeed, Tom. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing on this Memorial Day?
I'm doing fantastic, thanks. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Director, I understand that I know you were in the Air Force, and I understand you have a Memorial Day story that you would like to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Goes back to a time when I was stationed back in England, and as you know, as an Air Force guy as well, flyers tend not to like doing duties that have nothing to do with flying. In this particular circumstance, I was tagged with one of those types of things, an additional duty of planning the Memorial Day ceremony at the Mattingly American Cemetery. Mattingly is just outside of Cambridge. It's the only U.S. cemetery in the United Kingdom with just under 9,000 servicemen and women memorialized there. Because of its location, it serves as a tribute to those who either served in the Battle of the Atlantic or in the Strategic Air War over Europe, so generally speaking, members of the Eighth Air Force. Like all of the properties managed by the American Battle Monuments Commission, it's an unbelievable property. It's just gorgeous. And really is a fitting tribute to all the people and the sacrifices of our troops in World War II. So as it turned out to be, without going into too many details, organizing and hosting this turned out to be one of the most rewarding and humbling events I've ever had the opportunity to participate in during my career. I mean, it was just stunning the amount of people who showed up and the participation, the flyby, and the event was just really remarkable. I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to host the event.
So, Director, that's a great story and a good experience to put behind you. I know that for our regular listeners out there, they know that you've been checking in every few weeks to let us know what's going on at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center in place of Director Kelly. And we just had on yesterday's show one of your doctors talking about military sexual trauma, and she covered that pretty well. But we just got about a minute or two left, sir. I saw on TV a few weeks ago that the State Patrol cadets were doing push-ups at the Fisher House out by the VA Medical Center. Can you tell us what was going on there?
Absolutely. So for those who don't know, the Fisher House is like our Ronald McDonald House, but for families of veterans who want to stay nearby the medical center, generally speaking, it allows them a real comfortable setting, and they can walk right across the street to the hospital and be with their loved ones. And it comes at absolutely no cost to them as a result of the donation of the Fisher House, which because of the type of long-term care we have at our facility, like the Polytrauma Center, we're one of the few DOD or VA facilities that have two Fisher Houses on our campuses. So we have quite a bit of capacity there. So as far as the event itself, there were 57 patrol cadets that raised $3,200 for the Fisher House Foundation to use on our site. And the push-ups were part of a national awareness on suicide. So they did 22 push-ups, which marks the amount of suicides of military and veterans members that happen on a daily basis. So it was, you know, some time on their part and a tribute on their part to the service of our veterans and military members.
And, Director, I know you've got a lot of good programs at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center, and if you know of somebody out there that's having some trouble, PTSD, or some issues that might lead to those type of suicidal thoughts, all I have to do is call the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center, and you can fix them up.
Absolutely. They will direct you to someone. We have a psychiatrist on duty at all times, and you can be seen the same day for any kind of mental health issues.
Director, this is Chaplain Wynn. Speaking as a veteran who served two tours overseas, one of the best experiences I had coming home was to get an initial intake done at the Minneapolis VA. And the nurse I spoke with and I were commenting that how at the time the VA was getting some, let's say, less than favorable press. And her comment to me has continued to ring true as I go back to see my friends at the VA. She said, if you've seen one VA, you've seen one VA. And the care that you receive at the Minneapolis VA is second to none. I've always had my needs met there, and greatly appreciate your efforts as well as the entire staff out there.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. And as you know, care is a very one-on-one personal experience. So, it's going to vary from facility to facility, but we think we have a pretty good one going here.
Director, thanks for joining us again today. That was acting.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
That was Acting Director Kurt Thielen from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Chaplain, we went a little long on that segment, so we're going to have to go. When we come back, we're going to talk to the pro out at Brill Oaks to find out what he's doing today on Memorial Day. As this is a special Memorial Day broadcast brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag."
Welcome back to the special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm Tom Lyons, your host. My co-host this hour has been Buddy Wynn, the chaplain from the Minnesota National Guard, and we're sitting in for Andrew and Jack and Miss Sam up and at them in the morning. They'll be back tomorrow morning. In this segment, we want to talk to Josh Luman, who is the head golf professional at Burl Oaks. Josh, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. Looks like you've got a beautiful day. How's it look out there at Burl Oaks?
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. Driving in this morning, it was just, it's sunny, clear, warm enough to be a great day. Sitting here in the office looking out, I think everyone that's going to be able to enjoy the day, whether they're at the golf course, on the lake, or just spending time with their families, it's going to be a beautiful day for everyone.
Now, Josh, one of your members, Steve Karoluski, has been involved with you and some folks in years past, and you do a little special fundraiser on Memorial Day for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
That is correct. Yeah, we do. You know, I don't know exactly how many years Burl Oaks has been doing this with Steve's assistance, but we try and raise money for the MMFF through our members. Today we will put a can out on the first tee, and we'll be greeting all of our members and trying to get donations from each of them, and explaining exactly where the money is going and how it is going to be helping our servicemen and women and their families as they proceed through their lives.
Well, yeah, I hope you have a full tee card today. And can you tell us, is Burl Oaks open to the public? Do you allow any non-members to come out there?
You know, we do not. We are a private golf club located here in Minnetrista. So it is a private golf club, but you know, we're always interested in looking to get new members. So if there's anyone who's in the area and looking to find a place to play golf for the season, please feel free to get a hold of me. Be glad to show them around, give them a chance to take a look at the golf course.
Yeah, beautiful golf course, nice clubhouse. We had a great lunch out there the other day, and I'd like to thank you for helping support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Oh, Tom, it's our pleasure. I mean, it's the least we can do for all of our servicemen and women, past, present, and future. They do so much for us. It's just a little bit that we can do to show our appreciation for them.
Okay, Josh, I hope you have a great day, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Tom. Take care.
Thank you. Chaplain, just another one of the service organizations here in Minnesota, Minnesota Military Family Foundation. It's a good resource for you to have in your pocket when you're helping your service members and their families.
Yeah, a lot of times chaplains are the first people to interact with soldiers in crisis, families in crisis. You know, it may be service related, might just be a string of bad luck, a bad financial decision, whatever the case may be. If there's a problem, we get them connected with the family assistance centers located around the state, and that gets them in the pipeline to get the care. And you know, one of the amazing things about the MMFF is how quickly the response comes in to reduce the impact, the negative impact of being in that crisis. And you know, that's makes Minnesota unique. We get calls from all around the nation asking, how do you do it in Minnesota? And we've got a great model in the MMFF.
And, of course, the best thing about that is when we have service members deployed, they usually have a mission to take care of, and they need to focus on that mission, get it done fast, get it done right, get home safe. And if we can take care of any kind of problems that the family might have back here, that eliminates a distraction and allows them to focus on that mission, doesn't it?
You bet. Yeah, we've got countless stories of exactly what you just mentioned, and that's all it takes. Once you know that your family's taken care of, you can lean forward and focus and just keep any worry and anxiety out of your mind. You got enough to you know, keep your mind trained on when you're in the sandbox over there.
Well, Chaplain, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, who is the keynote speaker today at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. That'll be a 10 a.m. program at the intersection of Peck Avenue and Mallon Road on cemetery grounds. And we're looking forward to talking to retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly. Please remember, this special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host for the morning, Tom Lyons, and my co-host this hour has been Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn from the Minnesota National Guard. We've been sitting in for Andrew and Jack and Miss Sam and Up and Adam in the morning. They'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, Chaplain, this is Memorial Day, a special day and a special weekend, and now we have a special guest. In that we have retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly joining us. General, good morning.
And good morning, Chaplain. I assume you played the Army song just for me, Tom. You made me smile.
Sir, yes, sir. Our producer, Josh, I told him the general was coming on. Be good to him, and he did a great job. General, are you wide awake and ready to go, ready to be at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery at 10 a.m. this morning with a rousing speech?
Well, I'm certainly up and at 'em and ready to go. I don't know if it's going to be a rousing speech, but I am going to give a talk this morning at Fort Snelling. And as I prepared to think about what I wanted to talk about, I thought back on the Memorial Days when I was a youngster growing up in Olivia. So I'm going to talk about how Memorial Day has changed for me over time, from being a little boy to being a serving soldier, and now to being a retired veteran.
And General, you retired a few years ago as a Brigadier General from the Minnesota Army National Guard, and you were deployed a few times, weren't you?
Well, I served one tour over in Iraq, Tom, back in 2004 and 2000, 2005, and that's where a lot of my thoughts for this morning come from. That my time over there is we paid our respects to a number of soldiers who were killed in action, so that changes one's perspective.
Sir, can you give us the perspective of a commanding officer in a war zone? What do you? How hard is it to give orders to your men to take on dangerous missions?
Well, I think in the perspective of of Memorial Day, I think when we lose a soldier, to be able to help their comrades deal with the loss of a friend and a teammate. While always keeping in mind that the mission has to come first, and we pledged to our country to serve, and we need to find a way to continue on. So that's the challenge, to be able to help people through the difficult times of having lost a friend while keeping the mission in focus and by continuing to soldier on.
General, good morning. Chaplain Wynn, it's good to hear your voice, and I know that you've always placed a strong emphasis and a high value on the role of chaplains in service both here and overseas. And I think you'd agree with me when I say that the best commanders ensure that their chaplains are well-trained and then utilized to that effect, what you just said, to help the unit put this loss in their collective and perhaps compartmentalized memory and continue to use those chaplains to help their men and women drive on with the mission.
Yeah, Chaplain, I couldn't have said that any better. And I don't mean to make light with the following statement, but you don't realize how important your chaplain is until you need him or her. And I learned over time and with maturity and growing up and a little experience that they were one of the most important members of my team because of all the things you said. They're indispensable. They're just like any other key member of the staff. And when you need them, you really need them, and you'll find that they are special people, and they are the only ones who can provide that kind of service and support when your soldiers really need it.
Well said. Thank you, sir.
General, I was wondering if there's anyone special you think about on Memorial Day.
Well, there's a lot of people I think about on Memorial Day, Tom. In the true spirit of honoring those who have fallen, I think of and still have still have the names written down of the 23 soldiers that I went to memorial services for, when I was at Iraq. I think of the 18 Minnesota National Guard men and women who have fallen since 9/11. In the broader sense of Memorial Day, when we tend to think about all of our deceased veterans, of course, this is a very special Veterans Day for me because my father died this year. He was a soldier. He was a field artilleryman, a sergeant first class, and he served for 26 years. And this is the first Memorial Day without him. So like many of us who will remember deceased veterans, I'll be thinking about my dad, Jack Kelly, today.
God bless his memory.
Thank you, Chaplain.
In general, we were sorry to hear that we lost the sergeant first class, and I know a lot of us were out there with you that day, and I wasn't going to bring that up today, but we'll miss him, not as much as you, but we will. General, one other thing I just wanted to point out, a lot of our citizens maybe haven't served in the military and perhaps don't know anyone that has passed, and I don't want to be too heavy on this on Memorial Day. It's the reason we have 3 days off. It's the reason to stop and think about those who died in service to our country. But it's right and it's fair for families to enjoy 3 days together and go to picnics and go to barbecues. But if they could just stop for a moment and think about those who have served and given that ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the benefit of living in this great country, that's what the weekend's all about, isn't it, sir?
That is what the weekend's all about, Tom. And I think for all those who have served and certainly those who have fought and made sacrifices, it's weekends like this that are symbolic of what we're trying to protect here and that we're trying to preserve the way of life that we have here in this country and all those freedoms. So people should feel and enjoy a nice weekend and take some time off. But you're right. They take that one moment to pause and think of those who have made it possible. That's what, for me in a lot of ways, what Memorial Day is all about. But absolutely, folks should enjoy the unofficial start of the summer season, but remember those who made it possible.
General, I hope you have a good packed crowd out there to hear all your great words today at 10 o'clock at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery. The program will be at the intersection of Peck Avenue and Mallon Road on cemetery grounds. And I'd like to thank you for taking some time to join us this morning.
You're very welcome, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with your listeners again. As always, Chaplain, a pleasure to hear from you. We have a beautiful day, and I suspect we're going to have a very special morning out at Fort Snelling.
All right. Good luck, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
That was retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, and once again, he'll be at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery this morning at 10 a.m. And, Chaplain, I think we should run through these events one more time. There's an event that you're going to at the Minnesota Veterans Home that's going to be later this morning, isn't it?
That's right, Tom. I'm going to participate in a great lunch at noon. That's with a small group of folks. But then at 1:30 p.m. at the Veterans Home on the grounds of the VA there in Minneapolis at Building 19. The guest speaker there is going to be Dan Ludwig, and that's sponsored by the 5th District of the American Legion. So I'll be there at 1:30 p.m. today.
And there's some other events around the Twin Cities. There's a Memorial Day ceremony in Stillwater today at 11 a.m. Be held to honor St. Croix area casualties of war and a wreath-laying ceremony. And then there's another one, the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans Memorial, will be at the State Capitol Grounds, John Ireland Boulevard, St. Paul at 9:30. Better get moving for that one. And Chaplain, Lakewood Cemetery?
Yeah, Lakewood Cemetery puts on an amazing program every year. That's going to be at 10:30 a.m. near the Soldiers Memorial Monument. This will be the 100th anniversary of World War I. And there's going to be a gospel quartet, keynote address by Doug Becky, who, of course, is the curator of the Minnesota Military Museum. Also want to remember, for those who maybe aren't in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the veterans' homes in Fergus Falls, Hastings, and Laverne, we'll also have events, Silver Bay as well. So Fergus Falls is going to take place at 2 p.m. The Hastings Memorial Day program at the Veterans Home will be at 9 a.m. Laverne's program will be at 2:30 p.m. And then Silver Bay, their program kicks off at 10:30 a.m.
And Chaplain, if you look at, if our listeners take a look at their newspaper, they'll see there's events at Anoka, Apple Valley, Bloomington, Excelsior, Maple Plain, Maplewood, Mendota Heights, Rockford, Stillwater, and Woodbury. There's events all over town today, and if you get a chance, please go to those events. Chaplain, it's been, we just started and the hour's almost up.
It always goes by quickly, Tom.
We just got 2 or 3 minutes left. Any more thoughts from you on Memorial Day and how to observe it?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful that my request for good weather was approved. I guess the farmers are going to get their rain later in the week, and we're all happy for that. So I was driving in this morning, Tom. I was thinking back to being a young soldier. And as a kid, you know, mom and dad might haul you out to events on patriotic holidays, and it doesn't have significance for you. And I remember when it really took hold for me as a young soldier stationed in Fort Drum, New York. My platoon sergeant was Sergeant First Class R.C. Mackey, Jr. And R.C., if you're listening this morning, God bless you, and I hope you're doing well, my friend. I was in the gymnasium at one of the units that had come back from the Battle of Mogadishu. And this was, I believe it was 214 Infantry, 187 Infantry, battle-tested units. And I remember the wounded who came into the gym, some in wheelchairs, some on crutches. And I don't know what it was, Tom, but when the anthem played and even the wounded stood and saluted the flag, I was overtaken with emotion. And really, the reality of the impact of war on a unit and on a nation came home for me. And I had to leave the gym. It was too much. It just overwhelmed me emotionally. And I think really that was when the seeds were planted in my life for what I would eventually come to do as a soldier, my career as a chaplain. So that's something that I think back to those we lost. Back in the early 90s, we had come out of the glorious triumph of the first Gulf War, Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm. That's what I reflect on today is the men and women who were lost in battles past.
Chaplain, I'd like to thank you for coming in and joining us for the first hour today of this special Memorial Day broadcast brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And as we go to break, I'd like to play a clip. We were out at Arlington National Cemetery recently, and we found a poem about that and remembering those who didn't come home. Josh, we're going to have to come back to that. I surprised them when we weren't ready. So, Chaplain, thanks for visiting us. The next hour, our special co-host is going to be Commissioner Larry Shelladoe from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're going to talk to a number of veteran service organizations around the state to see how they're recognizing Memorial Day around town. And in the third hour, Brigadier General John Jensen's will be in, and we'll visit with Governor Dayton and Senator Klobuchar and see what they're doing on this busy Memorial Day. So this is our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Andrew and Jack and Miss Sam and Up and Adam. They'll be back tomorrow morning. Please stay with us. We'll be back with Commissioner Shelladoe and more of our Memorial Day special.